Voters in New Hampshire's neighbor to the south, Massachusetts, may determine which party controls the U.S. Senate next year. Despite its liberal reputation, the home of Jack Kennedy and Tip O'Neill has never elected a woman as governor or senator. And in the tight race between Massachusetts Republican Senator Scott Brown and his Democratic challenger, Elizabeth Warren, gender could prove the difference. Kurt Nickisch reports from member station WBUR in Boston.
When Scott Brown won his Senate seat in a special election in 2010, he was not hurt by something his female opponent would have had a harder time explaining away, that when he was 22, he posed nude for Cosmopolitan to help pay for law school. Now in his re-election race, his current challenger is also a woman. Elizabeth Warren was asked about Brown's education financing a year ago.
How did you pay for your college education?
I kept my clothes on.
Warren went to law school, too. She's now a Harvard Law professor. Brown responded 2 days later in an interview with Kevin Carlson of Boston radio station WZLX.
Warren's comment about how she didn't take her clothes off.
Thank God.
That's what I said.
Brown's response struck a nerve among women here. They've seen Massachusetts consistently vote down women running for high political office. Neighboring New Hampshire is currently served by two women U.S. senators. Maine has two as well. Connecticut has elected multiple women governors, but never one in Kennedy country. Carol Hardy Fanta of the University of Massachusetts says this state has an especially long tradition of politics as the path to wealth and influence.
They say politics is a blood sport here, and it is everywhere. I mean, everybody wants power, but men are never going to give this up without a really big fight.
Massachusetts is the lone state that tilted for Dove George McGovern for president in 1972. It's the first state to legalize same-sex marriage. But Victoria Budson of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government says this state is not as liberal as people think.
Massachusetts was founded by the Puritans, and some of that sense of Puritan propriety and norms and expected sets of behaviors has remained.
Elizabeth Warren has a shot at breaking some of those norms. In recent polls, she leads Scott Brown among likely female voters. To try to chip away at Warren's lead among women, Scott Brown has been running TV spots.
Scott Brown is pro-choice, and he supports a woman's right to choose.
Other ads show him embracing his wife, a former TV reporter, or posing for the camera with his two daughters. Some voters are uneasy, watching gender play a role in the race. Boston retiree Mike Lloyd says stereotypes should not decide what could be a pivotal election nationally.
It just doesn't influence me. I don't particularly care whether he's tall or handsome or that she's not 25 and ravishingly beautiful.
But other voters, like Michelle Burrell, say gender does matter.
Boston is full of majority men, I want to say, not ruling but running the town. We need more women in the world putting a mark on this town.
10 years ago, Shannon O'Brien lost to a Republican man, the governor's office, to Mitt Romney. O'Brien says this year's tight Senate race here may be different.
I was outspent 3.5-1. Elizabeth Warren, I think, has leveled that playing field. This should bode well for her chances to win in November.
And where's that money coming from? Ironically, in her bid to become the first female U.S. senator from Massachusetts, Warren has raised much of her campaign donations from out of state. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.